Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are watching this, you are very welcome. I hope you remembered to change the clocks. Here we are at the end of October, and while some folks' thoughts might be turning towards Halloween, we also are thinking of the anniversary, 505th anniversary of the Reformation, 505 years ago when Martin Luther, the great reformer, would initiate what came to be known as the Reformation. And then on the 1st of November, we have All Saints Day. And at the end of October, also a time for an important announcement around the Church of Scotland. And on Friday, it was announced that Reverend Sally Foster Fulton has been named as our moderator designate to serve as moderator from May next year and into 2024. So our congratulations and our prayers are with Sally as she takes on that role. Today our reading takes us to the story of Zacchaeus, a well-known Bible story, a story of a life reformed, a story of one who would be numbered among all the saints of God. So let us, as the saints of God, the whole people of God, let us worship our God.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, everywhere present, filling all things, Treasury of all good and Giver of life, come and dwell in us and cleanse us from sin, and of your goodness heal our souls. Lord, your greatness fills the heavens, and we feel you drawing us to yourself, unworthy though we are. Do not judge us in your righteousness, but in your merciful love, restore your likeness in us. For the times when we have been indifferent to you and to our neighbour, Lord, have mercy. for the harm we have done in thought, word, and deed. Christ, have mercy. For failing to proclaim the truth you have made known to us. Lord, have mercy. May the Almighty and Merciful Lord grant us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of His Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, reading verses 1 to 10. Jesus went on into Jericho and was passing through. There was a tax collector there named Zacchaeus, who was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was a little man and could not see Jesus because of the crowd. So he ran ahead of the crowd and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, who was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to Zacchaeus, "Hurry down, Zacchaeus, because I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus hurried down and welcomed him with great joy. All the people who saw it started grumbling, "This man has gone as the guest to the home of a sinner." Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Listen, sir, I will give half my belongings to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will pay back four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Salvation has come to this house today, for this man also is a descendant of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so let it be. Amen. Our story today, the story of Zacchaeus, is a well-known and much-loved Bible story, known by anyone who has ever been around a Sunday school. And maybe it brings to mind the wee song, "Zacchaeus was a very little man, and a very little man was he." Do you remember that one? It's a story that is told towards the end of Luke's Gospel. It's only told in Luke's Gospel. The last of many encounter with Jesus stories. Encounters with different people, some of them unnamed, and some, like Zacchaeus, given a name. Zacchaeus, the name means clean, purified. And there is a sense in which the Zacchaeus story is a summary of all the other encounter stories. Here is someone who is wealthy. We've met other rich people. He's an outsider, despised, a tax collector. We've met some of those characters before, earlier in the Gospel. Here we are in Jericho. Jesus is on that final journey towards Jerusalem and is passing through Jericho, one of the oldest cities known. A city that was very rich because of the production and export of a balsam, a resin that would be used for perfumes and for healing. It was a wealthy city, and wealthy cities are a good place to bring in lots of tax. And it was there that Zacchaeus was operating. Zacchaeus, a Jew, but working for the Romans. He had a job to do and was going about that task. And perhaps it was the accepted norm that the tax collectors would make a living for themselves by charging a little extra. For whatever reason, he was despised. The tax collectors of the day were. He heard that Jesus was going to be passing that way. And the story tells us that he was a little man. The underlying Greek may, in fact, simply mean that he was someone of diminished status and standing in the community. Maybe he was a little man. And we're told that he had climbed the sycamore tree for two reasons. One, that he wasn't part of the crowd, where he might well have been the recipient of a few nudges and accidental kicks. He didn't want to put himself in that position, but he did want to put himself in a place where he might catch a glimpse of Jesus who was passing through. The sycamore tree, some have suggested a connection with this story and right back at the beginning in Genesis 3, when we're told that Adam and Eve had covered themselves with fig leaves. And perhaps there's something here about Zacchaeus covering himself, hiding in a sense from God, from Jesus. St. Augustine brings to us the words, the thought that all our hearts are restless until we find our rest in thee, in God. And maybe Zacchaeus was sensing some of that restlessness as one who was outside the crowd, as one who was despised, and hoping to find something in catching a glimpse of Jesus. But before he saw Jesus, Jesus looked up and invited him down from the sycamore tree. And I wonder, maybe we should pause there and ask, what might our sycamore trees be? Are there ways in which we are covering ourselves, hiding, not participating as fully as we might, being an observer from a distant vantage point? What is Jesus inviting us to do? Is Jesus inviting himself into our homes and our lives? He said to Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house tonight. And so what maybe had been observer and all a bit distant now becomes intimate relationship, an encounter with Jesus. Among commentators with a grasp of Greek that I don't have, Many suggest that what Zacchaeus said was not so much, I will in the future give half of my possessions to the poor, but that Zacchaeus was in fact saying, I give, present tense. It's already my habit, my practice. I give to the poor. And maybe there's something there of the tension, in that he not only was an outsider, not one of the crowd, and had to keep a bit of a distance, but his good work was not seen or acknowledged. And so often the labels that we put on folk can blind us to the good that they are doing. Whether the transformation in Zacchaeus had already happened, whether he was already living kingdom values, or here was a moment of transformation, the important thing is that his life was transformed and touched by the things of God. Whatever had been in the past, from now, Zacchaeus was one who had an eye for the poor and to any that he had wronged. He said he would give four times what was taken, if that was the case. And that was going way beyond what was demanded by the law. You can check out the detail in Exodus 22, where we are told that if it's a deliberate and violent destruction, then four times is required by way of restitution. But in many circumstances, double, and sometimes just the original plus a fifth. Zacchaeus was going beyond what was required. Jesus said in that encounter that he had come to seek and to save the lost. Luke's gospel tells of many lost things: sheep, coins, a son, a rich young ruler, a blind man, a tax collector called Zacchaeus. And in our story, in the story of our world, our nation, our communities, our families, there are those who are lost, those who are in the wrong place, square pegs in round hole jobs, round pegs in square hole careers, those in the wrong place, a bad place emotionally, in dysfunctional relationships, living with poor mental health, physical ailments, those who have lost a sense of purpose and hope and zest for life. And we, the church, as the saints of God, the church of now, in this place at this time, we are invited, called to continue Christ's ministry and to reach out and to look around and see the folk hiding yet searching. And in that there's good news for the church. Lots of bad news if we want to look at it that way, but there's good news in that many are searching, searching for meaning and for purpose, for faith, for life in all its fullness. And throughout Luke's gospel, we have met many who met Jesus and whose lives were transformed. On this fifth Sunday of October, we come together. Three congregations together, And in fact, this is the last time we'll do this, because future fifth Sundays of the month will be into next year, when we are Ardgour, Morvern and Strontian Parish Church as one body, one entity, and linked with Acharachal and Ardnamurchan. We are reforming, as the church is always reforming, as together, as the whole people of God, the saints of God, are called to share in this ministry of seeking and saving those who were lost. Amen. May God bless these thoughts in our lives.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the variety and the richness of the seasons. For this season of autumn, with hints of your glory shown in the colours of the trees and bushes. We thank you that as you knew and called Zacchaeus by name, you know and call each one of us by name, for no one is excluded from your family. In this time of All Saints, we thank you for the many examples of Christian lives that we have to help and inspire us. And as we think of All Saints, All Hallows, we pray for your church throughout the world, especially remembering those who will be organising events to encourage youngsters to focus on Jesus, the light of the world, and to turn aside from engaging in any way with the powers of darkness. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray that the church may speak out confidently and lovingly to influence those in positions of leadership throughout the world to follow the ways of light and not of darkness. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for Rishi Sunak, the new Prime Minister, and those appointed to new positions of responsibility in government. Lord, hear our prayer. As we look at our world, we see so much suffering, war, oppression, poverty, suffering so often caused by greed. Greed for land, for power, for money. We pray for the healing of the nations, for a just and equal sharing of your gifts. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all who seek to help those who are suffering and who are willing to stand up for truth, freedom, justice, often at great personal risk. May they know your strength and protection. Lord, hear our prayer. We think of those who are ill, ill in body, mind, or spirit. And we pray that they may know your comfort and healing. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the needs of our own local communities, and in a short time of silence, offer to God all those that we hold in our hearts. Lord, hear our prayer. Teach us, Lord, to love and reach out to all as you loved and reached out to all. We join our prayers with your whole church throughout the world and in heaven. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And with our prayers, we bring all that we have, all that we are, all that in God's goodness we're yet to be. We bring from our wealth, and we think of the many different ways in which we use what we have. Our money, our time, our talent, and we offer it. O God, you have given us so much. We pray for a just and equal sharing of all the earth's resources. And we commit to costly love and service in answer to our prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done. May the daily bread we enjoy be shared with all in need, in the knowledge that we serve you in serving one another. In the name of Christ, in whose words we pray together and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever. Amen.
Jesus is here, moving among us, bringing good news to the poor. Jesus is here, healing the broken, calling the lost to come home. Jesus is here, raising the fallen, making the dead live again. Jesus, you're the living promise. God has come among us, full of grace and truth. Savior, shining in the darkness. Jesus is here, calling disciples, teaching the way of the cross. Jesus is here, giving his spirit, breathing new life into us. Jesus, you're the living promise. God has come among us, full of grace and truth. Savior, shining in the darkness, rescuing the helpless, making all things new. You are making all things new. You are making all things new.
As we go from this time together, may we imitate Christ with all our heart and soul and mind. May we open our doors and our tables to all who need or want to encounter Jesus. May we open our hearts to those excluded or shunned by others. May we show the grace and love of God's this day and always. And may we all know the blessing of God from Father, Son and Holy Spirit with us and with all those we love and those we should love today, tomorrow and always. Amen.
Upon you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you.